Hallelujah. First of all, may the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone here in Toronto Church.
Hallelujah. 愿主耶稣的平安和多伦多教会的弟兄姐妹们同在。
We thank God that every evening during this student spiritual convocation, we can also have a service along with the local members.
感谢神，我们在SSC的晚间聚会期间，我们也可以跟弟兄姐妹们来进行晚间的聚会。
We hope that all of us, we can learn the book of 2 Thessalonians together.
希望我们大家都能够一起来学习《帖撒罗尼迦后书》
to receive God's message and to be all be edified.
那么一起从神的信息当中得着造就。
2 Thessalonians, we know, is one of Paul's letters.
我们知道, 帖撒罗尼迦后书是保罗书信当中的其中一封。
And it was written to the Thessalonian church probably very shortly after the church was established.
这是当, 帖撒罗尼迦教会在建立不久之后, 保罗写给他们的。
The story of how the Thessalonian church started is well recorded in Acts chapter 17.
帖撒罗尼迦教会怎样被建造的, 怎样被建立的故事是, 记载在使徒行传第17章。
So we can first turn to Acts chapter 17.
我们可以翻开使徒行传第17章。
Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传第17章。
Let's read verses 1 through 4.
我们读第一节到第四节。
Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 4.
使徒行传17章第一节到第四节。
Verse 1, now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Verse 2, then Paul, as his custom was, went into them and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scriptures. Verse 3, explaining and demonstrating that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and saying, this Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ. Verse 4. And some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of the devout Greeks, and not a few of the leading women, joined Paul and Silas. Right. Here we can see, in just three short Sabbaths, Paul went to the synagogue and preached about Jesus.
记载说在这短短的三个安息日保罗到会堂里面去教训
And in just three Sabbaths, he was able to convince some of the Jews and also some of the devout Greeks and also some leading women of the city.
那他只用了三个星期就劝服了那些希腊人还有尊贵的妇女
Unfortunately, after 3 weeks of preaching,
但是很不幸的是在, 三个礼安息日之后,
some of the unbelieving Jews, they caused a riot in the city.
Yeah.
And because of safety, Paul and his co-workers had to depart from Thessalonica.
Yeah.
But they did not completely abandon Thessalonica.
但是他们并没有完全地离开帖撒罗尼迦。
When you read 1 Thessalonians, according to chapter 3,
在第三章,
you can see that when Paul and his companions left Thessalonica, Paul sent Timothy to go back and visit them.
我们看到当保罗和他的同工离开帖撒罗尼迦之后, 他, 派提摩太前往那里去。
And then Timothy came back to Paul and gave a report of how the church was doing.
提摩太也回到保罗那里向保罗报告帖撒罗尼迦教会的人是怎样。
Right? And that's when Paul probably wrote 1 Thessalonians.
所以这就是当, 保罗写的帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Right. Now, as for 2 Thessalonians, it's not quite clear how much later it was written. Right?
但是帖撒罗尼迦后书并不是特别清楚保罗什么时候写的。 Right.
But probably still also not long after the church was established. Right. So this is some of the background of how the church started and why Paul wrote to them.
Right.
As for 2 Thessalonians, there are three chapters that we would like to cover in these next four evenings. Right.
那在接下来的四个晚上，我们将会学习《帖撒罗尼迦后书》的三章。Right,
and so for this first evening, I'd like to talk about the topic from chapter 1, which is thanksgiving for a flourishing faith.
今天的第一个晚上呢，我想要来跟大家分享为信心格外增长感谢。
Okay. We know that the end of a year is typically a time where people look back at the year and give thanks.
我们知道，一般在年末的时候，大家都会回想这一年，然后并且会来感恩。
Right. We are also approaching the new year, so it's a perfect time to look back. Okay.
我们新年也马上就要到了，现在是一个很好的时间，让我们来回想一下过去的这一年。
In the U.S., last month was also Thanksgiving.
在美国，上个月是他们的感恩节。
And then I think in Canada it's in October, right? I think. Right.
加拿大可能是在十月的时候。
And it's all towards the end of the year. Yeah.
一般都是在靠近年末的时候。
And you look back and think about what are things that we are thankful for.
所以我们回想这一年，看一下有什么事情我们要来感谢。
And typically what people may think about, what they would like to give thanks for are usually things like good health, for good success during the year.
一般大家会来感恩的事情是有一个健康的身体，还有一年来的成功。
Right, to be able to pass through another year fairly peacefully and joyfully.
平安喜乐地度过另外一年。
But for this evening, when we study 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, we can start to see the mindset of Paul, the worker of God.
但是今天晚上我们来学习帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章，我们可以来看一下保罗他作为神的工人他的想法。
And in particular, we can start to see, well, what does a worker of God give thanks for?
我们可以来看看，作为一个神的工人，他因为什么而感恩？
Right. And typically, the things that, or just in general, the things that we give thanks for, they all align with our values.
一般来说，我们所感恩的事情，这些东西一般是和我们的价值所相匹配。
Right. So, of course, all of us, I think, we value to be healthy. Right.
很多对我们很多人来说，我们所珍惜的事情就是一个健康。
Right. So therefore, when we go through the year without any major sicknesses or illnesses, we give thanks for that because that aligns with our values.
过去一年我们并没有生什么太大的病，那我们就因为这个而来感恩。
Right. So when we look into chapter 1 tonight, it's not just about knowing what a worker gives thanks for, but it's also about trying to imitate and learn from the values that this worker of God has.
从这第一章来看，我们不仅要来学习，因为什么而来感恩，我们也要来效仿，那些作为神的工人他们的价值观。
Yeah. So let's now turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们翻开帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
Let's read verse 1.
读第一节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1.Verse 1, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly. Right? We can stop right there.Right. In verse 3, Paul starts to give thanks for the Thessalonian church.
第三节开始，保罗为帖撒罗尼迦教会而感谢神。
And the first thing he gives thanks for, the first thing that comes to his mind is that the Thessalonian members, their faith was growing exceedingly. Right.
第一件事情他所感恩的是他们的信心格外增长。
Right. So this is something that Paul clearly valued. He wanted the church to keep growing in faith.
那这是保罗所看为宝贵的，他希望一个教会能够持续的。
Right. This also aligns very well with our SSC theme, this time, this winter, right? Which is to learn how to live a life of faith.
跟这次的学生灵会的主题很匹配。我们这次的主题是过一个有信心的生活。
Right.Now, faith itself is something that is invisible, right?
信仰它本身是一个不能看到的东西。
It's something that goes on within your mind and in your heart.
它是在你的头脑里面，是在你的心里面。
However, though it's invisible, faith and a particular belief it naturally will produce visible fruits and visible works.
但是这个看不见的信心却能够结出可以看见的果子。
Right? That's why James says that faith without works is dead.
所以雅各说信心没有行为是死的。
Right? In other words, someone who does have faith, who has a living faith, it will very naturally produce deeds and works.
换一句话来说，一个人有一个真正的信心，那他就会产结出果子。
Because this is actually quite natural when you think about it, right?
因为这是一个自然而然的事情。
If you have a particular belief and concept, your decision making, your actions will fall in line with that belief system. Right?
如果你有一个信仰的话，那你所有的决定都会跟你的信仰所相匹配。
Right? Even if you just talk about, if you don't even talk about religion, right? Just anything you tend to believe.It will manifest in your actions.
不一定要说是在信仰上，不管是什么我们所相信的东西，它会在我们的行为上表现出来。
For example, in a couple days, right, it's Boxing Day, right?
比如说在接下来几天后是这个 Boxing Day.
And I think in Canada it's a day for a lot of sales, right?
在这一天有很多做活动。
So if you have been looking at the advertisements, right?
如果你有看那些广告的话
and you believe in the advertisements,
如果你相信广告的话
that this store will sell me this product at this price.
这家店会按这样的价格把这样东西卖给我
and this is something I happen to be in the market for.
那这它就会这样出现在那个市场里面
right, then we will go, right? We will go and buy it. Yeah.
那我们就会去买它
right? If you believe thatEducation will give you a lot of opportunities in the future. It gives you a better future. Then you very naturally will want to pursue as much education as you can. If you believe that immigrating to a certain country gives you better prospects, then you do your best to go and do that, right? So your belief and your actions, very naturally, it will tie together. So for Paul, when he was thinking about Thessalonian church, he was thankful that their faith kept on flourishing and growing exceedingly. Right. So this is probably due to the reports that he has been hearing from Timothy and other workers.
就是通过他从提摩太还有其他的同工里面所听到的。
Yeah. So for all of us today, we also need to pursue spiritual growth.
那今天对于我们来说，我们也要来追求属灵的成长。
Right. This faith will have actions to accompany it.
这个信心需要有行为。
And the goal also is to make it flourish and to grow.
那我们的目标是让我们的信心来增长, 成长。
In other words, to keep on trending upwards.
那用另外一句话说，就是一直的向上。
For many of us SSC students, we are still relatively young in the faith, right?
那很多我们大部分的学生，灵恩会的学生，大家都很年轻。
Some of the E2 students, this is your first or second SSC.
那对于幼年班的小朋友来说，这是他们第一次来参加。
Maybe you are still just getting used to praying.For like half an hour, it's very hard.
可能你们才刚刚开始习惯要来祷告半个小时。
But then next year, when you come to SSC,
但是当明年你再来 SSC 的时候
，Has our faith grown?
我们的信心是否成长了呢
？Basically, you can see if you've grown, if you can pray even with more concentration, that you can pray for the 30 minutes, right?
我们可以来看我们信心是否增长，通过我们是否
Right. So, of course, the faith will always have its ups and downs. Sometimes we may be weak. Sometimes we may go through some doubts.
但信心当中有很多起起伏伏，高高低低。
But the overall trend, hopefully, is upward.
但是总体来说，它的趋势应该是在增长。
And so, like every year, we can kind of review how we've been doing, how our relationship with God is.
那所以我们每年都能够来思考我们和神之间的关系。
And to see if we have grown.
然后来看我们是否成长。
Are we a better Christian? Are we a better follower of Christ?
我们是否成为一个更好的基督徒，更好的神的跟随者。
Actually, one way to also tell if our faith is growing, is to think about a particular question, right?
那另外一个来看看我们的信心是否增长的办法是来思考一个问题。
This actually you can think about, you can compare it to just physical growth, right?
我们可以跟这个物理不是肉体上的成长来相比。
How do you tell if someone is physically growing?
我们怎么知道一个人他的身体长大了呢？
Actually, especially when you talk about children,
特别是当我们来讲小孩子的时候，
it's if they have increasing independence from their parents, right?
是他们比过去相比更加独立。
Right, so E1 students, they're not here, right?
哦，那幼年班小朋友他们不在这里。
Why? Because most of them they still can't take care of themselves.
因为什么呢？因为大部分他们不可能没办法来照顾自己。
But for E2 students, you can take care of yourself.
但是对少年班的小朋友来说，他们可以照顾自己。
You don't need your parents to make sure to be here every night to make sure you're taking care of yourself, right?
他们不需要他们的爸爸妈妈每天晚上在这边。
And of course, J2, right? You're almost an adult.
2 的学生他们很快就成年了。
So for physical growth, it's increasing independence, right?
所以身体上的增长是独立。
Right? But for spiritual growth, it's almost the opposite. Yeah.
但是属灵上的增长是完全几乎与身体上的独立相反。
Yeah, it's before we believed in Jesus, we were completely independent from Christ, independent from God. We tried to rebel against from God, right?
在我们来信主耶稣之前，我们几乎是排斥主耶稣的。
Right, but if your faith is growing,
但是当你的信心在成长的时候，
there will be an increased dependence on God. Yeah.
那你就会越来越依赖主耶稣。
Yeah. So it gives it as opposite of physical growth. Yeah.
就是和身体上的成长相反。
Right. So talking about prayer, right?
比如说祷告。
Right? Why is it if you can pray longer, it is a sign of spiritual growth?
为什么可以祷告的祷告更长时间就是一个属灵成长的一个迹
象。Because that means you really know the value of prayer, that I need prayer to grow and to I need God to be close to me, right?
因为你知道通过祷告可以与神更加亲近。
Okay. And then ultimately your dependence is a full dependence on God, right?
所以到最后你与神之间的关系都非常的近。
Yeah, it's a complete surrender, you can say. Yeah.
是完全的
complete reliance.
完全的信靠，完全的依靠。
So if you think about the story of Abraham,
那我们来想亚伯拉罕的故事。
When was the peak of his faith?
他信仰的巅峰是什么时候？
It was when he was willing to completely offer Isaac.
是当他愿意来奉献他以撒的时候。
And the Bible says it's because Abraham believed that God was the God who could resurrect the dead. Right?
那圣经上说，亚伯拉罕他相信神可以将他的儿子复活。
So he, at that point in time, he just completely surrendered his will to God. Right? He completely just depended himself. Like he said, okay, God wants me to do this. Okay, I will put aside my own thinking and my own will and ration. I will just fully rely on God's word.
在那时候，他就完全的依靠神，要他做什么，他就愿意做什么。
So a flourishing faith is definitely a goal that we should pursue.
所以一个增长的信心是我们需要去追求的。
Just like the Thessalonian church.
就像帖撒罗尼迦。
Let's go back to Second Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们翻回帖撒罗尼迦后书。
And let's read the second half of verse 3.
我们读第三节的后半节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 1, the second half of verse 3.
帖撒罗尼迦第一章第三节后半节。
Okay. And the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. Okay. Please read that part. Yeah.
第三节，并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足。
So another aspect that Paul was very thankful for was that they had this growing love toward one another. Right?
那保罗所另外一个为他们感恩的事情是，他们彼此相爱的心。
This is actually also very natural when our faith is growing. Okay.
所以当我们信心在增长的时候，这是非常自然而然的。
Right. So the Thessalonian members really love one another.
帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒他们彼此相爱。
We can see a little glimpse of this when the church started.
我们可以看到从教会刚开始的时候就可以看到。
We could turn to Acts chapter 17 again.
可以翻到使徒行传第十七章。
Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传第十七章。
From verse 5.
第五节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 5.
使徒行传十七章第五节。
But the Jews who were not persuaded, becoming envious, took some of the evil men from the marketplace, and gathering a mob, set all the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. Verse 6. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, "These who have turned the world upside down have come here too." Verse 7. Jason has harbored them, and these are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, Jesus. Verse 8. And they troubled the crowd and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. Verse 9. So when they had taken security from Jason and the rest, they let them go. Verse 10. Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. Okay, this is talking about the riot that followed 3 weeks of preaching.
Okay. 这里讲到三个安息日之后，当地有个恐慌。
And you can see glimpses of the selflessness of these early members of the church.
我们可以看到这些早期教会的信徒他们的无私的爱。
Right, the Jason was this one of the early members here.
耶稣是其中一个早期的信徒。
And Jason was the one who it seemed like Paul and Silas and the other co-workers that they were living in his house.
当时好像保罗和希拉还有其他的同工，他们住在耶稣的家里。
Right, we know that Paul often when he went to different places, sometimes he would fully rely on himself. Right?
我们知道当保罗去到一些地方的时候。
He would fully rely on himself, be self-sufficient. Right?
他会就是什么事情都自己做。
Right, and of course in Thessalonica, he did also work and make his own living.
那在他当他在帖撒罗尼迦的时候，他也工作来。
But it does seem like he did live with Jason.
但是这里好像他。
Right, that Jason was harboring them, right, taking care of them. Right, so in order to take care of guests, it's not so easy. You do need to have act in love. You do need to act in a selfless way.
Right.
And then not only that, when they face this uproar, they very selflessly just bore the persecution, even paid security, right? So, in order so that they would, they got arrested, so they had to pay like a bond, and then they were released.
那在这里，他们也付出了因为爱而付出一些代价。在这里说他们要保状。
Right, and it seemed like there's no complaint here either.
但是这里他们并没有抱怨。
Right, and then immediately they also sent Paul and his co-workers away. I'm sure. This was out of love, right, for their physical well-being.
Yeah.
Right. So this is just a glimpse of the early love in the church.
Right.
And apparently with some other reports that Paul had heard, he could see that their love kept on increasing.
从保罗从其他地方听到的关于他们的情况，我们也可以看到他们的。
And therefore, he gave thanks for that.
Okay.
So this is something we also need to treasure and value, that we need to pursue more love within the brethren, within the church.
Okay.
And in order for love to increase, we need to actually interact with one another more and more. Right?
要想要增长彼此之间的这个爱呢，我们需要增加我们之间的互动。
It's really difficult to show love to others if we don't interact with each other. Right?
因为如果没有互动的话，是很难表达爱的。
Right, because we don't really know the person's needs. Yeah.
因为我们不知道这个人他的需求。
And not only that, there's just no FaceTime. It's very there's no contact, right? There's less opportunity to show love.
如果没有联系的话, 我们也没有什么机会来表现爱。
So yes, every week we do gather on Sabbath.
那我们每周六都聚集在教会里面。
But this is only for a few hours a week, right?
但是这一周只有这几个小时。
We obviously should take advantage of these few hours.
当然我们也好好用这几个,
right, to know the what members are going through. Right?
Right,
to hear of prayer requests that are being announced.
我们, 去注意那些祷告事项。
Right, to have fellowship with one another and know what people are going through.
彼此团契,
so the Sabbath day already is a precious opportunity.
Right,
but during the rest of the week, we should also try to keep in contact with members.
但是在一周里面剩下的时间，我们也需要来 尽自己最大的努力来和信徒之间来联系。
So that we can have opportunities to show love and increase love.
这样我们才能有机会能够表达爱，然后能够增长爱。
Right. We know in today's society, we have so many distractions, and it's so easy to be busy with our own things.
那在今天的社会当中，我们很容易就 有很多很忙的事情。
Right, and it's especially with today's entertainment devices, it's also very easy to be just like in your own bubble, just watching your shows, watching your movies. Right?
特别是 今天的这个娱乐一些器材，我们很容易就 局限于自己的空间里面。
Right, for younger kids, you just play your games, right? The video games.
那小一点的小朋友呢，他们就玩游戏。
And so we're just in that world only.
我们就只在这个小小的地方。
But we have then that means there's less opportunity to interact with the real world, with the real people, with real problems.
那就是说明了我们能够和弟兄姐妹互动的机会就更少。
Right. So if we continue to just do what most people do, that's a very self-centered way of living. Yeah.
如果我们就继续 按照这样的方式生活的话, 那这是一个非常以自我为中心的生活方式。
And the church, the love in the church, it won't grow, it won't continue to abound.
那教会里面的爱就不能够来增长。
In fact, it will grow colder, right?
增长得非常的慢。
Yeah. Actually, I remember about is it 6 years ago, that was when there was a big hurricane that hit the New York area. Hurricane, 那个
台风，六年前有一个台风袭击了纽约。
Right, it was a Hurricane Sandy. Yeah.
Hurricane.
Yeah, and I wasn't living there at the time, but what I heard was, for about a week, most people did not have power. Yeah.
我当时没有住在那里面，但是我听到的是他们那时候都没有电。
And so people didn't have power, so no one's connected to their devices, right? But that was when people were showing a lot of love to one another.
Yeah. Right.
For the very few people who did have power, they would take extension cords and bring a power, a power bank out to the outside. And they put a sign there, if you need power, you know, charge whatever you need. Yeah.
那些极少数家里有电的人，他们会从家里面搬出 长的插座来，然后放一个牌子说，如果你需要电的话，这里有电。
Right. Restaurants were giving free food to people in need. Right.
饭店也给免费的食物给大家。
Right. And everyone in this moment of crisis, but also a moment where everyone, I think, had more face time with each other, they were showing love to one another. Yeah.
那在这个时候呢，大家也表现出更多的爱。
Right. So, we should try to be mindful of this, right? In this current society. Right?
那我们要来注意 现在的这个环境，现在的社会。
So here in the student spiritual convocation, one of the rules is there's no cell phones, no electronic devices. Right?
那学生灵恩会其中一个规矩就是说不能够用手机。
On one hand, is to help us be more focused.
那其中一个方面是为了让大家来更加专心学习。
But on the other hand, I already can see The youth members here very proactive to help one another too. Yeah.
但是另外一个方面，我可以看到，大家都非常乐意来帮助，互相帮助。
I've witnessed already twice at least, the young members proactively offering to take their counselors, dirty dishes to go wash.
我有看到两次那些比较小的小朋友，他们主动愿意帮辅导员把那个盘碟子。
Right. So imagine if you were.Eating and you know just looking at your phone, yeah.
如果你想象一下你在吃饭，然后你在看手机。
And then you finish your meal. Yeah.
然后你就吃完了。
And then maybe you didn't notice anything else, right? You didn't notice your surroundings really. Yeah.
那你就不会对你周围的环境去注意。
And then, so you just clean up after yourself, which is good. But that means you also lost opportunities to serve one another, right?
然后你就自己清理。但是你就失去了一个互相服侍的机会。
So for love to increase is a goal that we should have. This is something that Paul is very thankful for.
那信心的增长是我们的目标，也是保罗非常感恩的事。
Let's now go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 4.
我们翻开帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第四节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 4.So that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Right? This mentions a third item that Paul was very thankful for.
那这里提到了第三件事，保罗非常感恩的事情。
Which is that the Thessalonian church members were very patient to endureThe persecution that was upon them.
那就是帖撒罗尼迦教会的人，他们非常在患难中忍耐。
Right, this is definitely not easy for a young church, for young members.
那对比较刚建立的教会还有刚信的信徒来说是非常不容
易。I think we all know that one time Jesus, he gave a parable. Right.
那我们知道有一回主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
And he talked about a type of soil, the four types of soil.
他谈到了四种。
And one type of soil was the rocky soil.
其中一个是长满石头的土地。
Which is talking about the type of believer who at first believes with joy.
提到了说有一种信徒一开始信非常的喜乐。
Right, so yes, the seed found a little bit of ground and grew very quickly. Yeah.
种子跑到这个石头土地上长得非常快。
But when the heat came, when the drought came, then it withered away. Right?
但是当干旱来临的时候，就枯萎了。
Right, this heat, this drought can represent persecutions and tribulation. Right?
那这个饥荒可以代表逼迫。
Right. So for this young church, in such a short amount of time, thankfully, they were not this type of soil.
但是对这个刚建立的教会来说，非常感谢神，它并不是这种土地。
Right. Even though there was persecution, right?
虽然那里有逼迫。
Just like we read in Acts 17.
就像我们在《使徒行传》第十七章。
Right, this mostly came from the unbelieving Jews.
是从那些不信的犹太人来。
They were still remaining steadfast and endured this hardship.
他们仍然在患难中忍耐。
Right, so this is something that Paul was very thankful for, and I think any worker of God would be very thankful for.
那这是保罗还有任何的一位神的工人都会非常感恩。
Right, because that means this believer, this church.Is not believing in God just for blessings only, just for good things only.
因为这表现了这信徒并不是因为祝福而来信神。
Right, but even when there's no apparent, not very obvious blessings there, they're still steadfast in Jesus Christ.
就算那里没有很明显的福气，但是他们还是可以在信仰上建立。
So this is the third thing that Paul was very thankful for.
所以这是第三件事情，保罗非常感
恩。So when Paul continues onward, he starts to talk a little bit more in depth about persecution, the nature of persecution.
那在后面保罗更加深入的讨论了逼迫。
Right. So if we read verse 5.
我们念第五节。
It says, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God.That you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. Right? This is a very interesting view of persecution.
那这是一个非常有趣的看这个逼迫的角度。
Right? Normally, when we think about persecution, we think as a very bad thing, right? We don't want to go through persecution.
一般来说，我们觉得逼迫是一件不好的事情，我们不想要受逼迫。
But from Paul's point of view, he sees that God sometimes allows persecution, and God will use it as a tool or like a mechanism to reveal His justice.
但是保罗的想法是，神会通过这些患难来显明他的公义。
Right. This is very interesting view. Very interesting view of persecution. Yeah.
这是一个对逼迫看逼迫非常。
Right. So in verse 5, yes, while they are going through this persecution, when they endure, in the end, they will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God.
第五节说，当他们为这国受苦，他们可配。
Right. And this is a revelation of God's justice.
这是神的公义的一个显明。
Right, because this is just because obviously those in Christ, you know, by all means, should, yeah, eventually be able to go into the kingdom of God. Yeah.
因为那些信神的人，他们在最后能够进入到神的国。
And so that persecution is just kind of like a catalyst, a helper for them to even.Be closer and even more worthy to the heavenly kingdom.
但是患难或者逼迫是帮助他们更配得上神。
Let's read verse 6 as well.
我们念第六节。
Verse 6, since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you. Right? This is the flip side to God's justice.
那这是另外相反的方面。
Right? In verse 5, it was talking about how God's justice willEventually, allow the members to go to heaven. But here is talking about God's justice in the sense of how He's going to punish those who trouble the Christians.
第五节说到神的公义会让他们配得上神的国，但是第六节说神的公义会将患难报应那加患难给你们。
Right. So yes, physically they persecuted the Christians.
那在肉体上，他们逼迫那些基督徒。
God allowed that to happen.
神允许这件事情发
生。But God allowed that to happen because He's going to use that against them.
神允许这件事情发生，是因为他要报应他们。
Right, He's going to repay them with more tribulation. Yeah.
他要报应他们回报更多的患难。
Right? So again, it's like a mechanism, a tool that God is using to reveal His justice, both for the good and for the evil. Yeah.
所以患难或者逼迫是用来实行神的对好人还有坏人的审判。
Right. Verse 7. Right?
第七节。
Verse 7. And to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with His mighty angels. Right? So again, it's after the persecution, maybe some might even, yeah, eventually...Okay, maybe some may even pass away, right? But whatever happens, after this trouble, they will all receive rest.
有些人可能会在患难中甚至失去他们的生命，但是最后他们会得着平安。
And when will that happen?
那这个是什么时候会发生的
事情? Ultimately, that will be finally revealed when Jesus comes again with His mighty angels.
当主耶稣和他的天使再来的时候，这些都将显明。
So persecution may actually last your whole life.
所以患难可能在你的生命当中会一直持续。
But for the Christian, we don't need to be troubled.
但是作为基督徒，我们却不需要担心。
Because we do believe in the coming of Jesus, a final judgment of Jesus.
因为我们相信神主耶稣的再来还有他的审判。
Right, and then God's justice will ultimately be revealed.
所以神的公义最后会显明。
To welcome those who went through this persecution and also to punish those who gave this persecution.
去迎接这些受患难的人，去惩罚那些施加患难的人。
So what is the punishment for these persecutors?
所以这些施加患难的人他们的审判他们的惩罚是什么呢
Verse 8
第八节
In flaming fire taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ Right? This, what awaits these persecutors is flaming fire and the vengeance and anger of God
那这些他们的惩罚就是火焰还有神的报应
Verse 9 These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Right? So it's an eternal type of punishment for these people who eventually, who were persecuting the Christians and did not accept the gospel. Right?
那这个惩罚，这些对那些施加患难的人的惩罚，是一个永远的惩罚。
Right, and this eternal punishment is basically hellfire, but more importantly, it's eternally you're from the presence of the Lord.
他们的惩罚是地狱的火，那更重要的是他们要永远离开主的面。Right,
you're forever separated from your Creator.
永远离开他们的创造主。
Yeah, so this is the eternal anguish that they must suffer.
所以这是他们永远的要承受的患难。
On the other hand,
那另外一方面,
when Jesus comes again,
当耶稣再来的时候,
right, verse 10,
第十节,
when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Right? So verse 10 tells us, on the other hand, for those who were able to stand up in persecution, for those who kept their faith strong, they can be with Jesus and be in his presence forever.
那在第十节谈到,那些能够在患难中建立的时候,他们将永远得见神的面。
Right. So, persecution is temporary. Right?
患难和逼迫是暂时的。
Right. Yes, we might lose our life due to persecution. Right?
我们甚至可能在患难当中失去生命。
But it's still temporary.
但是还是暂时的。
Right? When Jesus Christ comes again,
当耶稣再来的时候,
right, justice will be realized.
公义将会被显明,
and we will be able to be with Jesus forever.
Right?
Right, so let's continue to read verse 11 and 12. Right?
我们继续念第11节到第12节。 Yeah.
Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. Verse 12, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Right. So this a final like short prayer for the Thessalonian church. Right, that they can be worthy of this calling. In other words, that they can continue to endure this persecution. Right? And even though it's a lot of suffering and it's not pleasant,
虽然有很多, 要受苦,
right? But through this, they're able to fulfill God's good pleasure and will. Right?
但是通过这个祷告, 他们就能够, 成就所羡慕的良善和一切因信心所做的功夫。
And then they are also able to glorify God's name in their life.
Right.
So if we know of people who are going through persecution,
right,
maybe from unbelieving family members, we must pray for them. Right? Pray for them that they can endure. And when they endure, right, and when Jesus comes again, justice will be served. Yeah, justice will be revealed. Yeah.
所以当耶稣再来的时候,
so this is a very brief summary of chapter 1. Right?
这是一个非常简短的这个概括,
right. Paul was very thankful for the growth of this young church. Right?
保罗对这间教会感到非常
I hope that we also can, as Christians, pursue a growing faith.
那我希望我们作为基督徒，我们也可以 追求一个增长的信心。
That we can also abound in our love toward one another.
我们也可以 彼此的生命更加的亲近。
And then also be patient if we do go through some persecution.
那如果我们正在经历患难的话，使我们能够忍耐。
If we do this, of course, God's workers will be very thankful. Right?
如果我们都能够做到这些，那神的工人就会非常的感恩。
But ultimately, the more important thing is God will be very pleased.
但是更重要的是神会非常的喜悦。
And he will welcome us at his second coming.
那神会在他，主耶稣在他第二次再来的时候会来迎接我们。
Let's now sing hymn number 491.
我们唱诗第491首。
491.
491.
We'll sing the first verse and the last verse.
我们唱第一节和最后一节。
Some thank the Lord for friends and home, for mercy sure and sweet. But I would praise Him for His grace, in prayer I would repeat. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation so rich and free. Last verse. I trust in Him from day to day. I prove His saving grace. I'll sing this song of praise to Him until I see His face. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation so rich and free. Thank God. Let's conclude now with a prayer.
现在来祷告，结束今天晚上的聚会。